Welcome to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I am the female coach to empower your mind and teach you how to become confident in your body. Join me on this voice journey as I hold space for you to reconnect back to yourself. Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. We are up to episode 87. How are we all going? So I am recording this a lot later than I wanted to. It is currently 7:13 p.m. I've had a bit of a shitty afternoon, if I'm going to be honest with you all. And I was going to record this first and then I needed to have like a long girl shower, like wash my hair, shave, etc. But I was just like feeling that shit that I was like, why don't you do that first? You know what makes you feel better? So I did that. I did my nighttime routine. I'm actually trying out a brand new nighttime cream that's more hydrating. So I am normal skin and I have noticed my skin getting really dry. I notice this every winter, but the past couple of weeks it's been getting dry. So I wanted to try a cream because I normally put on like an oil, like what am I putting on at the moment? Rose hip oil. And I was like, oh, I'll get like a hydrating cream. So at the moment, I mean, it's only been like 30 minutes since it's been on, but at the moment it feels pretty hydrating. So anyway, I did all that. I spent a long time doing that. I feel a little bit better. And now I've just like set up everything, getting ready, getting into good vibes, did a few breathing exercises, and here we are recording for you all. And I guess I wanted to share that with you to start off is because I think when I first began the podcast, I was really scared. Maybe scared's the word. I was fearful that if I showed any emotion that wasn't positive or that wasn't happy or that wasn't, I guess, yeah, just, you know, was on the higher end of high vibrational emotions, that it wouldn't be a good podcast. But I guess what I've learned from doing the podcast, it is definitely a place where all of you hold space for me to be as vulnerable as possible and to be my authentic self. You know, it doesn't mean like, you know, at the start I was hiding everything that happened, but I think I am definitely more comfortable as I go on in sharing my shitty moments. Like, you know, an hour ago I was crying and I'm still waiting for my eyelashes to dry so I can brush them properly. But I guess I just share this with you all so you know that I'm human as well, that I struggle as well, that I can show up every day but still have a shitty end to the day. And I guess I just wanted to share that with you all. And if you are having a bad day, a bad week, a bad month, because we've all been there, just know that you can get through this and just know that you are not alone in any of this. And I'm sending you a big hug, a big virtual hug, audio hug, I should say. And if you are having a fantastic day, one of the best days ever, best weeks, best month, then I'm celebrating with you too, because I think it's so important to acknowledge both the good and the bad. And you know, in saying that, it's got me thinking the past couple of weeks, well, actually much longer than that, the past couple of months, I think I've been thinking a lot about how I've transformed. And right now, I would definitely say I'm in this new phase of up-leveling to, you know, up-leveling in my business, up-leveling in myself personally. And I've given you guys, especially last week, I gave you a bit of insight into, you know, what I've been doing on a day-to-day basis. But you know, as the episodes have gone on, especially since COVID has hit and I've been back in Perth, I've tried to give you a bit of insight of what I've been doing to develop. But I definitely feel like I'm in this phase and it feels really uncomfortable. I'm not gonna lie, it feels uncomfortable. I feel unsure at times, but I know. And shameless plug, listen to my intuition podcast episode a few weeks ago, you'll love it. But I just know that this is what I'm doing right now is bringing me to where I want to be. It's bringing me to my higher self. You know, it's the next stepping stone into the ultimate version of Jess, the most authentic version of Jess. And I guess I've been reflecting on, you know, where I was and where I've come to now and the leaps that I have taken and the amount of times that I really did allow fear to hold me back. I really did allow fear to stop me from doing what I really wanted to do, or I was unsure and I was just like, oh, I don't know if that's a good idea. And I want to share with you all a few examples. Number one was this podcast. I had the idea for a while, and I think it took me literally like 6 months, maybe even a year. I honestly think maybe even a year until I got in a room and sat down with my microphone and started recording. Another thing was like moving to another country, whether that was Bali or whether that was somewhere else, or like overall moving out of Perth for a while. And yes, right now with COVID going on, you know, that's been a little bit fucked up to say the least, but you know, it still happened. It still will happen. And I have faith in that. Recently, a couple months ago, I started my membership platform, Woman Up Monthly. And I just want to say before we continue, we begin a brand new topic on Monday, as it is July. And I am so, so, so excited. I'm going to begin planning. Well, I've got like a skeleton plan, but my in-depth planning is tomorrow, beginning tomorrow. We are learning about the law of attraction. That's what I'm going to be coaching on. And oh, my goodness, I am so damn excited. As listeners of the Jessica Pennelly podcast, you guys do get a special price to join. It is cheaper than a coffee per week. That link is in the show notes below. So if you want access to getting coached on the law of attraction, you get exclusive masterclasses, you get exclusive podcast episodes that I will never release on public platforms such as iTunes, etc. You will get educational content, handbooks, resources, everything. You will love it. If you listen to the podcast, you will love Woman Up Monthly. So yeah, you get a special price as a listener. I'm going to look after you guys in the show notes below. And you will also get access to the past 2 months. So June this month, we have been talking about feminine versus masculine energy. And in May, when we began, we were speaking about habits. And I've loved all of the topics so far. So anyway, back on track. I have wanted to start a membership platform, I think, what are we, 2020? I'm going to say maybe 5 years. So yeah, 5-6 years, the idea has been in my head, it's been dwindling. And admittedly, probably 5-6 years ago, it wasn't the best time. I hadn't set myself up to establish a membership platform. It wasn't really like the fear, I hadn't really started anything. You know, that's when I was PTing, group fitness, instructing and all of that jazz. So I wasn't really in the frame of mind, and I wasn't in a place to create time around that. It was just an idea floating. That's a simple way to put it. It was just an idea floating. And, you know, as the years have gone on, the past couple of years, it's just been in my mind, and it just would bug me every couple of months. And I know when I got to Bali, it became a lot more prominent in my mindset. And I was like, okay, I really want to do this. I really want to do this. And I remember just being like, oh, it's just too hard to start. It's too hard to work out. Like, how am I going to, you know, set up all the logistics, and like, how am I going to deliver it every single day? And I just like overcomplicated. I spoke myself out of it. Do you guys do that? Do you speak yourself out of stuff? Because I want you to think now, like, what do you really want to do? Or even in the past, and you've just spoken yourself out of it. And that's what I did. And then COVID hit. I had a lot more time. And I had a great conversation with someone who, you know, I see as someone I trust with business advice, who's a bit of a mentor for me. And when we had this discussion a couple of months ago before I started it, I was like, now is the perfect time. Now I have so much time to actually be able to create this and still take care of my one-on-one clients and still show up on my stories, still show up on the Jessica Pennelly podcast. I have extra time right now, right? So finally, I began it, and I was thinking just the other day, I was like, oh my God, I don't know why I spoke myself out of it. I don't know why I kept putting it off. You know, maybe fear of failure, or like fear that no one would join, or fear that I wouldn't like be able to educate people enough. And yeah, I just spoke myself out of it. And You know, I realize over the past couple of years, even the past couple of months, there's been things that I have just stopped myself from doing because I felt like I wasn't good enough. I felt like I wasn't worthy enough to create something or be something or someone. I felt like I didn't know enough. I felt like it had to be perfect. I have definitely began, probably over the past year, year and a half, releasing the notion of perfecting things. Don't get me wrong. I love to get into the nitty gritty of, you know, creating something. And for example, you know, I was creating something that I'll share with you all at the end of the podcast, actually. But I was creating something a couple days ago, and just like the logo and the font and everything like that, I was like, perfecting, you know, that's going everywhere. But in the sense of, I felt like I always needed to know the answers. I felt like I always needed to know the outcome of something, and then I would start it. Are you guys with me? Do you guys feel the same, or have you felt the same? Like, I just always felt like I couldn't start something, or it had to be perfect, or I had to know everything, and it stopped me. It stopped me from doing what I really wanted to do. And I think over the past few months, over the past few weeks especially, and I wanted to do a podcast episode about this to hold myself accountable. I think, you know, I need to identify when I'm doing that. I need to recognize that, you know, messy inspired action is amazing action. You're still starting. If you start today and you do 5 minutes of work on something you really want to achieve every single day for a week, you, like, pretend that's 5 minutes, okay? That times 7 for a week. That is 35 minutes more of work that you have done on something you desire than getting to the end of the week and still wishing you'd done it. And don't get me wrong, I have moments where I'm not feeling inspired, or I'm having moments where I'm feeling like blocked, you know, creatively blocked, or I still have fear around things in the sense I'm like, wow, like, this is the next up level, this is the next thing, like, can I do this? But I think it's so important just to start. And this is what I want this podcast episode to be. This is the takeaway here. All of you, I just want you to start wherever you are, whatever you want to do, because I think it's so important to have aligned action, even if it's messy. It's so important to just put one foot in front of the other, even if it's a bit shaky, even if you don't know the direction you're going in. And trust me when I say, I know it's a lot easier said than done. But like I said, just think of it. If you put 5 minutes of work, you know, that's the bare minimum, into something you want to do every single day for a week, that's 35 minutes more of work you've done for what you desire. Just let that sink in. Just let that sink in. And even when I have days when I'm feeling demotivated, you know, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful in the position that I am. I'm so grateful to finally work for myself. I'm my own boss. I have my first employee. You know, I'm so proud. I'm so grateful because this is something I've wanted probably since I was like 12 and I knew what an entrepreneur was. But if it's any advice that I could give myself, is just start somewhere and every single day do something. And that's what I do. Even that's where I was going with this. Even on the days where I'm feeling less inspired and I'm feeling a bit demotivated, I'm feeling, you know, I don't have a lot of energy, I'm feeling flat, I will still do something. And trust me, I've had days where I had one maybe like a month or so ago where I just wasn't feeling it. I had a bit of work I had to do and I just convinced myself that I should just go hang out with my friends. So I literally hung out with my friends the entire day. I got home, I was a little bit stressed, but I did, I think, like 45 minutes of work. And it wasn't like the main component of work, but I still did something. And it was working towards something I love and something I desired to become, you know, and am becoming. Does that make sense? So I want you to think of what you've been holding in your head, in your heart, what you desire to do, what you want to start, what you keep making excuses that you don't have enough time, that you don't have enough resources, that you don't have support you have all of those. I'll support you. Come DM me. We can chat about what your project is or what you want to do. When it comes to time, I'm just the biggest believer, and I've said this to you all before, that you will create time for something that is important to you. It's as simple as that. You will create time. It's like, you know, starting a relationship. You will create time for that person if you really like them and you really want to be with them. You know what I mean? And if not, what happens? Well, you're not going to make the effort to text. You're not going to make the effort to call, hang out. You know, it's exactly the same for something that you really want to achieve. I have a goal for when I'm 30. I have a long-term goal, like my life goal. But, you know, if I'm thinking the next 3-4 years from last year, I have a goal for when I'm 30. And I always keep that in mind when I'm making excuses. This is when you need to catch yourself out on the excuses you are giving yourself. Don't do that to yourself. Just don't. Don't do that to yourself, because I've been there. I've done that to myself. I let myself down. You have the time. You need to create the time. I was still at my full-time job. Yes, as a PT, you're a bit more flexible with your time, but fuck, I'd be awake. I'd be waking up at 4 a.m. 6 days out of the week. I'd be going to bed at 10 p.m. Like, yeah, I had a break in between the day, but you know, PTs need a nap. And anyone who's in the fitness industry will be nodding their head right now. You need a nap, you need to eat, and then you have no energy. You go straight back into work. So I had to find the time during that. And sometimes I would get home from work and I'd do a little bit. So you create the time. Stop making excuses. Look at your schedule. Look at your schedule right now. Where can you find 15 minutes? Because if you want something to work, you'll make it work. Resources. This is something that I learned along my journey and I'm still learning. You will make it work. You will make it work to find, let's say, you know, you want a coach or a mentor. If you really want that, you will be resourceful in the sense of you will find ways to get money, create money. And trust me, I've heard people say this and I'm like, oh yeah, but if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. No, because I can say this from experience. I've been in a position where I had looked, as I said to you guys in last week's episode, I'm working on my money mindset, so I don't even like saying this anymore, but I looked and I'd be like, oh, I can't afford that. My God. But, you know, there's been a few things over the past year that I really wanted, and fuck, I've made it work. I can't even tell you how, but I've made it work. With a little bit of hard work and a little bit of manifestation, I've made it work. You can always make it work. So I want you guys to just recognize what you're stopping yourself from. I want you to identify the excuses that you are making and the fear that is holding you back, and just do it. Just like Nike says, just do it, because I promise you, you won't regret it. And this is a pep talk to myself. Keep doing what you love. Keep doing with what aligns with you. And trust me when I say it will pay off. You will be so grateful. And I never want to look back and be like, ah, I wish I just started that a year ago. Because I've been there. I've been like when I started my podcast, I was like, fuck, why didn't I just start this like 6 months or 12 months ago? Like whenever it was, like, why didn't I? I had all this fear. Like, why did I have all this fear? I didn't need this fear. You know what I mean? So if you're looking for a sign, this podcast episode is it. Just do it. Stop stopping yourself. Okay. Stop letting yourself down. But I'm going to leave you guys. But before I do, I want to share with you something exciting that I've kind of been talking about on my socials this week. And I think you will all love being listeners of the podcast episode. In a couple of weeks, I am releasing a free video training. It is called the Femme Foundations. It will be a two-part series. It will be split into mind, like mindset, and then body image. Completely free. I've just got inspired. I felt called to do this. I've got a bunch of ideas that I want to share with you all. So get on the waitlist so you get those videos directly to your inbox when they are launching, which will be in maybe 3 weeks. But yeah, completely free. And I want you guys to get as much value as you can. And this is just, yeah, another way that I felt so inspired to share everything that I've learned, everything that's helped me with all of you. So head to the show notes below and I'll leave you all. I'm sending you all a big hug, a big kiss. And don't forget, my inbox, my DMs are always, always open. I'm always here to hold space. So come chat to me. But I will speak to you guys soon. Bye. We'll be right back.